But Greg Miller's leading the charge at the Sandown Greyhounds. He's the CEO there. He's been good enough to join us in studio this morning. Good morning to you, Greg.
Daniel, and thanks for having me in.
Pleasure. Great to have you in. Now, I must admit, I don't know too much about this draft that's coming up on the weekend. Can you explain more about the concept of what's happening in the world of greyhounds?
Well, it's a new idea. I guess I've taken some of my football experience days
and
brought it into the greyhound racing. So it's virtually the same. We've got 30 draft prospects. In this case, they're young greyhound pups, the best bred pups we could find in Australia. None of them have raced. They're all young pups, just between the ages of 6 weeks and 11 months. And then we've gone out and found or created 10 teams. And one of those teams is Team RSN.
Yes.
Led by James Vandermatt. And this is, Whitey's been onto me. He said, come on, get a team. So you got a team. And James will go to the draft on Sunday morning on Sky Channel. Yep. And he'll have three choices in the draft in an order we've created.
Do we get first pick, Greg? This is very important.
Well, I'll let you know. No, I can't tell you who's going to get first
pick. We don't want first pick. That would mean that we weren't very good.
No one's very good at the moment. It's a first draft, mate.
We don't want first pick because James will pick sort of diamonds in the rough.
No, we want the best dogs. We don't want diamonds.
We want the fast dog.
Now, we have one worry with James. It's his engagement party the night before.
Oh.
So I've got him coming in on an Uber that night straight from Wona. I'm not going to leave any stone unturned to make sure he's there on time. So he'll be there fresh, I hope. And he's done his homework beforehand. And he'll have these 30 pups to choose from. And as he's choosing his pups and getting his team together, three dogs, you can be online, which is 2018draft.com.au.
Yep.
2018draft.com.au, and you can join the team. You can put an application, a non-binding expression of interest in, and the first 20 that are in, we send them a prospectus, we send them all the details, and if they want to pay their money, which is about $2,550, they get a 5% share in the three dogs.
Right.
So it's just all live. It's happening Sunday morning. And if you're ever interested in getting a Sydney together and buying into a greyhound pup, all I can tell you is they're the best bred pups in Australia. They've been reared at the best places. And we've got teams like Team Britain. We've got all the best trainers from around Australia involved. And so it's a cheap entry point in terms of racing. There's no ongoing training fees with greyhound racing in this case with our syndicates. So you put your $2,550 in, and we find a fan of Bale or another champion. Off we go. Look, it doesn't always work that way, as we know. But what we've done is at least assisted some of the variables by getting best bred, best rearing, and best trainers.
So essentially, you've got a situation where for under $1,000, you're going to get a greyhound. Because you get three, two and a half.
You get a 5% share.
So it gets yourself a relatively cheap way of getting involved in racing greyhounds. And as you said, there's no ongoing cost. So this is one of the great keys to it, is that you sit back and hopefully enjoy the winnings.
Well, you can never guarantee it, but at least we've done a lot of the hard work behind the scenes. And this sort of way of getting involved is pretty simple. You just got to make sure you're ready to go on your laptops, or your devices. And, you can buy in or you can put your application. This is all done through a financial services license, so it's all been done absolutely correctly. Contracts will be in place, and, so you've got 72 hours to accept the offer that we put to you. And if you accept that offer, you're in. Yep.
I know it's taken you a long time to get to this point. It's been, a lot of work behind the scenes, but it is all about trying to make this sport easier to get involved in and get more people involved in it.
Yeah, look, the registry part is a lot of work. Yeah, you've got to make sure ASIC approves everything you do. So we've actually working with a company called Primary Securities, a fantastic organisation who took us on board and who assisted us the last 6 months. So it's been fantastic. But now we're in a situation of offering something and expanding it, because we want all the syndication companies around Australia to, if they want to grow, to piggyback with us and grow the sport. This is the best way to grow the sport, is get people involved through ownership. And the numbers game is really important in our sport. And the interest in betting on our sport's never been stronger. And there's also an opportunity now to be involved in a pretty simple process.
That's great. And Team RSN, I've just had a look at the website at 2018draft.com.au, like you mentioned before, the National Greyhound Draft. We've got the best three trainers in the history of greyhound training, as far as I'm concerned. Matt Lanigan. Brendan Purcell and Kate Gorman. They're our three trainers for our dogs.
That's right.
So that's Team RSN. Now, James Vandermatt, as you said, will be driving the bus for us on Sunday morning, hopefully not driving the porcelain bus after a big night at his engagement.
Oh, no.
But that's what's going to be happening. So if you want to get involved with that, go to the website and be a part of it, 2018draft.com.au. When you first floated this suggestion, Greg, what sort of feedback did you get from the industry?
I guess there was some trepidation. Like some of the other syndicators think, well, but what are you trying to do to us? You're taking us over. No, we're just trying to regulate We're trying to get make sure everything's compliant so we can get bigger.
Yep. Yeah,
that's what you've got to do in this new age. When we want to help the other syndicators become compliant if they want to. They can stay below the line and do what they're doing with families and everything. That's not a problem. But if you want to grow, you've got to do it right. So we've actually done it right with the help of Jess Bolneric from Spolly Syndications. We got together and we've done this. And so it's a correct path to grow the sport. So, there's a little bit of concern. But look, now, I've just been talking to the boys behind the scene. The interest and the website traffic and the Facebook traffic, whatever that means, it's all... they tell me this morning, I get all these charts sent to me. I don't know what they mean, but they're looking fantastic. It's gone viral, though, I reckon. Is that the word?
They're viral, that's right. That's the terminology for the crazy kids these days.
So who own the pups beforehand?
Breeders. They're out in the marketplace. And Georgie Ferrugia, Georgie's a great breeder and grand enthusiast, and he RSN's own again. Yeah. He's on RSN every week. We engaged George. He went out in the marketplace and he went from place to place to place, all the best breeders, and he understands the breeding, and he's bought the best. So he spent 8-9 months doing this behind the scenes. Yeah.
There's some all the details about the horses. The dogs are on the website. You go through the draft prospects.
Yeah,
there's a couple.
Is Cal Toomey looking through the dogs?
Cal Toomey,
Sammy Landsberger.
I'm not sure who's looking through them, but you get a fair bit of information about all of the dogs as part of the litters there on Sunday for the draft. It's fantastic. It's really good, as you said. And you go through the names like Basha Bales leading, Sire, Black Magic Goble.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole host of Premier Fantasy pups in there as well. So some really well bred Fernando Bales. You said it's really well bred. It's been I imagine it's been a fairly tough logistical exercise to put it all together, though.
We've got a good team at Sandown, and with George and Jess's help, we've got a good team working on it, and everyone's excited about it. Something new, and it's innovative, and it'll get people talking. It's talkability, which is really important in our industry, and we're getting it. And RSN support's been fantastic. You know, Adam said to me 6 months ago, I said, just wait, Adam, wait. And we're now come to the time, Adam. So you'll have a team to promote over the next few years, starting on Sunday.
Yeah, it's exciting. Now, and what about the naming of the dogs?
Thanks for asking that question, because the 20 people who get involved get to name the dog, and of course Breakfast Club's going to be on the agenda.
You would think so.
I would think so. However, there's a 21st person. If you want to own the dog at the end of its career, on the website there's a spot there to own the dog. So if you want to be a part of the whole syndication, you've got no money in your pocket, but you want to own the dog when it finishes racing, put your name down, you'll be involved with all the syndicate things that happen during the next couple of years. You'll get all the information about where it races and invited to everything. And when the dog finishes its racing career, you take it home. So you're the 21st owner, and you get to be part of the naming rights as well.
That's good. That's good.
We've covered everything.
You have covered everything. I was just going... I will reference it again, 2018draft.com.au. It's a terrific website. And as you said, Greg, you've covered everything. And more importantly, from a consumer's perspective, all the information is very, very clear and easy to read and understand on the website.
Yeah, thank you. And also, one thing, I just want to thank all the trainers that have got involved and the owners. They've had to put $5,000 in each. So they've just handed $5,000, because I wanted to find out that they were really feeding about the industry. If the owners and trainers don't get involved in the industry, we haven't got an industry. So they've got to drive it, and they are. And I applaud every one of these, all these trainers, Lucia, Ada, and the owners who have put their money in and supporting what we're doing.
You mentioned before that the betting on the greyhounds has never been higher.
Yep.
I imagine 2 years ago when the scandal hit that there's a lot of question marks about the viability and the future of the whole industry.
Yep.
Are you surprised at how strongly it's rebounded?
Well, it's been a great credit to GRV, I've got to say. They got the government part right, the part they had to get right, they got right. And they've worked very hard on welfare, and they've got that right. They've turned the corner. The whole thing had to change, and it did, all for the better. And now while they're doing their part with the regulatory side, it's up to the clubs and the owners and trainers to drive the industry forward, and that's what seems to be happening. So, yeah, no, look, the betting's just gone up and up and up. The young generation, this is who we're appealing to with the draft. They love this. They love grand racing because they get their money back within, you know, a few seconds.
Yep.
Within 30 seconds. There's no bloody correct weights or any of that rubbish. And off they go again. And grand racing's on all the time. And it's pretty easy to follow a colour or follow a dog or follow a trainer.
Greg, we do what's called a Friday face-off here. A couple of weeks ago, we had to select the winner of the Melbourne Cup. I selected Black Opium because I thought win.
Yeah, good.
Has that dog recovered since I backed it?
Well, she's won her last three since then, and also she's in the Lowell semi-final this week, box one. about $1.10.
That makes me feel really
good.
She
hasn't been beaten since. And she's a young superstar on their eyes. Absolutely. You're stiff there, mate. But no. My Redeemer was a great win of the Melbourne Cup.
Yes, it was.
The great thing is that it never lost before Rama backed it.
That's right.
And hasn't lost since. But when Rama did, no good.
So the Anvil really stepping up.
Really stepping up. Greg, it's great to see you. It's a great initiative. If you want to get involved, go to the website 2018draft.com.au and register. The draft, the National Greyhound Draft, is on Sunday at 10 a.m. Awesome. Do not miss it. Great to see you, Greg. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.